Welcome, welcome, welcome. Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. I just clicked on the wrong link. Let me know who's joining me live in the comments below. Welcome, welcome to the Sacred Sexuality Community. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Let me know who's joining me in the comments below. Love to celebrate you. Let me know what's going on. Let me welcome you. Welcome to the Sacred Vader Community, the best place to be to co-regulate in sex, love, and intimacy. If you're new here, please let me know in the comments below, what are your desires? What are your goals? What are your plans for this community? Awesome. Hey, hello, hello, hello. Oh my goodness, we've got Anika here. Hello from Canada. We have got Marika here. Hello, hello, hello. We've got Robin from New Zealand. We have got Lisa from California. We have got Julia from Hungary, Europe. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so, so, so excited to be joining you in this beautiful, 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 awesome community. We have Rose. Rose is also here. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is going to be an exciting, epic journey. So let me get myself situated here for a moment. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay, so my name is Joyce. I just wanted to do a quick introduction as you are all joining us live. My name is Joyce Aladipo. I am based in Luxembourg, Europe. Right now it's about 7 o'clock over here. And I am a sexual empowerment coach, a Vader sexuality coach. And I'm so honored to be on this epic journey of reclaiming your glorious sexuality. Welcome, 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 welcome. So doesn't it feel good that you are, you know, in a place where you can explore your sexuality? There's so much joy, there's so much trust, there's so much, peace inside of us in this community. So how do you feel in your body that you are surrounded with women that has this conscious decision, that have made this conscious decision to make their sexuality a priority? I'd like to invite you to tune into that epic joyfulness inside of you, that you press the button, you decide to join this community of women, of humans that have made the commitment to say yes to themselves, to say yes to their pleasure. And this is such a beautiful, special moment where we get together to activate pussy at a new level. I'd like to invite you to tune into that. The yes you made when you said yes to this container. What are your desires? What do you desire to receive? What do you desire to reclaim in this community? What do you decide to say yes to? This is just a reminder to let you know that you are not alone. You are not alone. We might be in different parts of the world, but we are all on the same journey. We might have different circumstances, but we are still all on the same journey. We might have different past, but we are still on the same journey to activate our glorious sexuality. I am so thankful for all of you. And I'm also so thankful that you are here, that you are showing up for this amazing call. And we as a team, we have a Vader community. We are always showing up, thinking about you and creating practices that allows you to awaken and also activate the part of you that you are saying yes to, embodying and reclaiming your sexual wholeness. And as I am here, I feel a little bit anxious. I have a little bit of anxiety going on here. And I have my inner critic telling me that this is not welcome here. This is not welcome here. You're supposed to have this all figured out, but I'm allowing myself to be human. And I also want to invite yourself to be human with all the fear, with all the doubts, with all the, you know, uncertainty, and knowing that it's all welcome here. Our imperfection is all welcome here. And I'm asking the creator of all that is to channel what is needed for you and I during this embodiment practice. And as we indulge in this practice, I'd like to invite you to situate yourself and do what feels good for your nervous system. Tune into that. Perhaps you need to grab a blanket. Perhaps you need to grab a bottle of water, some essential oils, a cuddly toy. Perhaps you need to secure the room you're in. Make sure that the windows are closed. Make sure that you can drop into your body, into your pleasure, the pleasure that you said yes to today. So I'd like you to take care of yourself and do what you need to feel safe as we navigate the topic of pleasure today. I'll give you a moment to do that. Beautiful. And I also want to bring it to your awareness that I will be playing some soft or slightly loud music. So I just want you to, if it's too loud, just reduce the volume so that you can take care of your needs, so that you can drop into the practice in the way that feels good for you. So I just want to bring that to your awareness so that you don't feel startled when I start the music. So I'm going to be starting the music as you are situating yourself. Perhaps you want to do this practice laying down. You want to do this practice sitting down. Perhaps you want to do the practice cooking dinner or eating dinner. It's all welcome. Make sure you do the practice in a way that feels good for you. We, the Vedic community, we love to make sure that we invite you to choose yourself first, to explore the practices in ways that feels good for you. And one of the things that we do beautifully is to empower you to take a stand for your own yes. Because this is what have been taken from us by society, by trauma, by pain. And I want to invite you to say yes to the way you want to explore this container today, tomorrow, for 2022. I want you to empower you to say yes in ways that feels delicious, feels joyful, that feels good for you every day as you are following us through this practice. Welcome you to Pussy. Welcome you to Pussy. The kingdom of Pussy. The altar of vulnerability. What does pussy mean to you? Perhaps there's so many pain, there's so much pain, there's so much trauma, shame. How can you hold this part of you as we explore this embodied practice? How can you hold this part of you without having to change it right now? Knowing that it's not your fault. What can you do today to bring presence to these parts of you around pussy? Call in some internal resources that feels good for you. Perhaps you want to tune into your breath and ground into safety right now. Perhaps you want to tune into some external resources like the creator of all that is, your healed ancestors. Perhaps you want to tune into nature, an archetype, an animal figure. What can you tune into that can support you as you dive into pussy today? Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Notice what is here at the body level as you are tuning into your internal or external resources. How is your body landing with this newfound resources? Drop in. Drop into your body. As you are tuning into these resources, how is your body landing? Are you feeling a little bit calmer? Are you feeling peace? Can you ground a little bit more into this found truth? Resources are anything that you can call upon to help you feel good, even with the distress of the moment. Something that you can lean into that can help you to explore the challenges of the moment. I know with the topic of pussy, this might trigger some of you. And I know that because I've been there before. I grew up with the shame of pussy. So pussy triggers shame in my body. So tuning into the creator of all that is feels grounding and nourishing for me. So tune into what feels supportive to navigate and drop deeper into your pleasure. You have said yes to this container. And I would like to invite you to tune into a resource that would allow you to drop in every day for the next 1, 2, 3 months, 12 months that you have said yes to this container. What resources would you love to call along? What resources would you ask to join you on this epic journey of erotism? What resources would allow you to drop deeper into your full capacity of pleasure? Breathe in. Breathe out. Beautiful. Sex, our genitals, pussy, vagina, yoni, are not separated from the rest of us. Our sexuality is a part of us. It lives through us. It breathes through us. And so much of what plays through our sexuality has nothing to do with sex. It's truly an expression of God inside of us. Most of us have disconnected from our sexuality because of trauma, shame, disgust, pain, and judgment. So I'd like to invite you to a deeper relationship with pussy, so that you can bring back your sexuality to aliveness. Can you feel into seeing your yoni as God's consciousness? Breathe into your body, breathe into your heart. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. God feels pleasure flowing through you as a vessel. God sounding pleasure through your mouth. God's moving pleasure through your body, your breast, your spine, your clit, your labia, your vagina, your ovaries, your cells. Can you allow yourself for a moment to explore pleasure from the lens of God? Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe into your belly, darling. Breathe into your lower belly for a moment there. Allow yourself to breathe into pussy if you have to, if you can. Breathe in. Breathe out. I understand if you feel unworthy of pleasure. I'm here to tell you that there is no limit to the burst of pleasure that the creator of all that is wants to move through you. The creator doesn't need your perfection. He just wants you to allow. Allow the glimpse of pleasure. Allow God to breathe pleasure through you. Drop in. Let go. Surrender. Allow pleasure just for a little moment. Trust the pleasure of the creator of all that is. The gift of aliveness that was gifted to you. I see you in all of your deliciousness. I see you. I celebrate you. I see you. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Wild woman. Yes, you wild woman. Sexy woman. Delicious, soft, and wild. Reclaim wild pussy today. I want to invite you to say a full-bodied yes to reclaiming pussy today. You're here. You are here. You matter. You matter. You matter. So tune into this affirmation if it resonates. And perhaps you want to place a hand on pussy. If that feels good, only if it feels good. Perhaps you want to put some hand on your breasts. Or you just want to place your hands on your heart. It's all good. Just do what feels comfortable for you. And with some gentle breath, I'd like you to continue to breathe into your lower belly. And if you have the capacity to, I'd like to invite you to squeeze pussy for a moment as you breathe in. And let go as you breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. I am Bose. I am wild. I matter. I matter. I am meant to feel and bloom. I am worthy of my expression. I am meant to feel daily aliveness. My sensuality belongs. I flirt juicily with life. I am adored. I belong. Allow yourself to drop into this newfound truth of pussy. Knowing you allow to feel whatever you want to feel right now. Your journey to reclaiming pussy is perfect. No matter how fast or slow you want to go, it's all perfect. Your timing is perfect. So squeeze pussy again. And reclaim this true affirmation. If it feels good for you, only say yes when it feels good. I am wild. I matter. I am meant to feel and bloom. I am worthy of expression. I am meant to feel daily aliveness. My sensuality belongs. I flirt juicily with life. I am adored. Breathe in. Squeeze pussy. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. My sensuality belongs. I matter. I matter. I matter. I matter. And it's okay not to have the capacity to tune into pussy right now. It's all okay. You know what? Nothing is perfect than listening to your internal yeses. We are all on this journey to reclaiming pussy today. But we also have different capacity to explore pussy. We have explored life with different bodies, with different nervous systems, with different communities or systems. So it's normal if you don't feel safe to drop fully into pussy right now. It's okay. But one thing I would love to invite you to is to imagine yourself without the blocks just for a little moment. If you allow yourself just for a moment to drop into pussy without the blocks, what will you see? What would you taste? What would you allow yourself to explore? Who will you allow yourself to be? What would you hear? What would you feel? What would you touch? What nourishing boundaries will you have in place? What love would you allow to enter you? What would you eat to nourish your body? What mindset would you indulge yourself in? Just for a moment, allow yourself to let go of the blocks. What type of erotism will you expand into if you just allow yourself to say yes to pussy? Will it be the kinky? Will you step into the sensual blueprint? Would you love the shapeshifter? Would you just allow yourself to be sexual for a moment? What eroticism will you unabashedly claim? If you allow yourself to be witnessed by the creator of all that is, that gifted you with the gift of pleasure, who will you be as an erotic being? Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Perhaps there were a bit of shame that showed up. Without having to change it, allow yourself to just witness yourself with the shame, knowing that this was a projection from our parents, from society, from culture, from our trauma, knowing that you are not your shame. Also knowing that you are allowed to be your erotic truth, to explore your erotic truth, to allow yourself to breathe God's pleasure through you. And knowing that you don't have to shift that shame right now, knowing that you have tomorrow and you have this minute if you choose to, but you have time, you have sisterhood, you have community, you have the Veda community to support you. Also knowing that you can trust the resources that you choose to help you to explore the topic of pussy. Your healed ancestors, divine guidance, the universe, God, divine feminine, masculine, whatever it is that you want to call into, light or dark, knowing that you can tune into those support as you navigate the trauma, the shame, the mindset, the conditioning around your pleasure. And knowing that you can empower yourself forward. Also trusting that the creator of all that is has got your back. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. We have been forced to disconnect from our bodies for survival, to lean into the patriarchal structure, to abandon our superpower called pussy. To disconnect from pussy is to disconnect from our God-given power, our goddess-given power. Who are you with pussy? Who are you? If you really claim the full power of pussy, who are you? Do you actually love yourself as a woman? Do you love yourself with pussy? Do you love yourself being human? Do you love being in a feminine body? What is pussy to you? Have you allowed yourself to see your pussy? Have you literally seen pussy? Tune into that right now. Have you seen pussy? Breathe through the resistance you might be feeling. Have I allowed myself to see pussy? Breathe in. breathe out. Allow the corrupted truth around pussy to melt into the earth. Allow sunlight to heal distorted patterns about being a woman, about being in a feminine body. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Have you seen pussy? Have you really seen your pussy? The power of your pussy. Have you allowed yourself to see pussy? Have you allowed pussy to see you? Gently massaging your pussy. Only do this if you have the capacity to. If not, just place your hand on your heart and allow yourself to honor your own journey. I'd like to invite you to reclaim these empowered truths or get curious about what these truths mean to you to have a pussy. Pussy is powerful. Pussy is powerful. Drop into your body as you're hearing this truth. Pussy is powerful. Pussy is my sacred place. It's your sacred place. Massage pussy. Pussy is a divine portal of infinite potential. Do you believe that? Pussy is a temple for my goddess self to dwell in. For my goddess self to dwell in. You want to own that. Pussy is growing in love day by day. Please invite pussy to show itself to you day by day. Get curious about what pussy is sharing with you today, tomorrow, in the future. Invite pussy to your journey of expansion. Pussy is open to perceive the magical power of life. Pussy is always true. It's always true. Allow yourself to embody pussy's truth. It's yours to claim. As it stores pain, it stores truth. Pussy is my best friend. Show up for pussy. Love pussy. Pussy is sacred star. Yes, it's sacred star. Pussy is sacred star. And as you're moving through these truths, notice the pleasure moving through your body as you're massaging pussy. Rub your hands around pussy. Rub your hands all over your skin. Rub your hands on your breast, on your belly, on your bum. Invite all parts of you to the journey of reclaiming pussy. Pussy is sacred star. Pussy is sacred star. Lock it in by rubbing yourself, all of your body, every part of you. Lock it in, this new truth. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. If it feels nourishing, slowly breathe in and out of your mouth. Continue to breathe in and out of your mouth in a way that feels supportive for your body, for your heart, for your pussy. Connected breath through your mouth. Out through your mouth. And you have the capacity to squeeze pussy as you breathe in. Activate your body with pussy. Anchor into safety with pussy. I'd like to invite you to anchor into safety when it comes to pussy. I want you to give yourself a hug, a tight hug. Wrap yourself with both your hands and move yourself perhaps from left to right or front to back. Give yourself a cuddle. Anchor pussy into safety. It's safe for me to claim my pussy. It's safe for me to claim my pussy. Repeat that. It's safe for me to claim my pussy. Give yourself a cuddle. Give yourself a hug. Contain yourself in safety. Notice what it feels like to feel safe at the body level. It's safe for me to be in my pleasure. It's safe for me to be in my pleasure. It's safe for me to be in my pleasure. It's safe for me to be in my pleasure. Hold yourself tight. Allow yourself to sink into what it feels like to feel safe in pleasure. Perhaps you want to invite the creator of all that is to give you the hug. If you don't feel safe in your own capacity, I hear you. Invite the creator, the universe, God, to hold you tight. Perhaps you want to envision an energetic egg protecting you in safety. It's safe for me to feel pleasure in my body. It's safe for me to feel pleasure in my body. It's safe for me to feel pleasure in my body. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Now that you have practiced attuning to pussy just for a moment, I know it's not perfect, but you're here. You're here. And I see you with all your vulnerability, as well as your power. Tuning deeper into pussy. I'd like to invite you to tune into these new words. Affirmation that aligns you with pussy. I celebrate having pussy and living on this earth. Don't forget to smile. Smile as you are claiming this truth. I celebrate having a pussy and living on this earth. Smile. Breathe in. Breathe out. Just allow yourself to align with this truth just for a moment. Just for a moment. Allow yourself to drop in. I know it's not perfect, but you're here. We are here. We are here. We celebrate having a pussy and living on this earth. We celebrate having a pussy and living on this earth. We are legendary beings because we have a pussy. We are legendary because we have a pussy. Welcome to the pussy revolution. I say yes. Will you say yes? I celebrate having a pussy and living on this earth. Breathe in, breathe out. I celebrate having a pussy and living on this earth. Breathe in, breathe out. Pussy goes beyond sex. I'd like to invite you to tune into the power of pussy going beyond sex, going beyond the bedroom, going beyond making babies. We are legendary beings because we have a pussy. Welcome to the pussy revolution. Welcome to claiming the new truth of pussy. Welcome to the Vader Sacred Sexuality Community. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. We're wrapping up. I love you dearly. And as we are wrapping up, I'd like to slowly invite you to allow yourself to drop a little bit more to the arrival of this truth, of what it means to be legendary. Notice what is here right now at the body level. As you hear, legendary pussy. How does that resonate with you? Nothing is right or wrong. Letting everything to be okay. Visualize yourself safely beaming in a golden pink egg, protected and nourished by the creator of all that is. Allow yourself to feel the warmth of universal love. And allow yourself to rest in its protection. Showering yourself with starlights, allowing yourselves to glitter with the beauty of your epic pussy. Rest. Sweet rest. Allow yourself to drop in and integrate. You can rest. You can drop off the call if that feels called for. I'll be here to hear your thoughts, your shares, your experiences. If you need support and care and nourishing or to be witnessed, I'll be here. Gently arriving. We've got Emily, sweet Emily. We have her. Oh, thank you. That was beautiful. Thank you so much. Oh, such an honor to be holding space for you in this container. I can't wait to explore more topics with you, with all of you. Mariki, I'm so sorry if I'm pronouncing your name quite wrong. From Germany, Europe. welcome to the Sacred Sexuality. So glad to have you. Such an epic journey I've been on with you, like with you beautifuls. I'm so excited, so powerful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Julia, it was so sweet. Thank you. Awesome. Lisa M, beautiful. So much more than I ever even expected. Yes, awesome. I'm so glad I was able to channel that. The dropping into legendary, that just made me laugh with total delight and elation. Thank you so much for that moment. Beautiful. I'm so glad. Thank you so much. I couldn't stop crying. That was such a gift. I'm so grateful to be here. That's from Kate. Welcome. We're all in this together. Such an honor to be able to hold this container with you. We have more classes next month. I do a lot of pussy church on Sundays. So you can join me live for pussy church. And I do some other classes during the week. Join me for pussy church, Lisa. I'd love to have you join me. I do pussy churches any of the practices that are on Sunday. Most of the practices are Sunday. Adam and me, it's called Pussy Church. Join me live. If you have any questions, tag me in the group. I would love to support you. It'd be such an honor to be able to explore the topic of sexuality with you as we dive into February, March, or when, how long you're going to be in the program. I would love to support you. So if you want me to support you, just leave a comment in the group and tag me, and I will be there within 24 hours to be able to support you. We have Rose. Thank you so much. That was a wonderful practice. I was able to see my partner had the embodiment of divine God energy touching and loving me. This is huge positive shift. Love thinking of pleasure as divine energy flowing through me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That was a shift I needed because I had a lot of blocks. I was raised religious. Sex was bad and all that. So I could not get myself to drop into pleasure. So I had to envision this body given to me by the creator of all that is, by God, which means my pleasure was God-given. So that was the healing that I needed to do to be able to claim my pleasure and get rid of the shame. So we are on this. This was my path, and I've been on this journey now for about 7 years, and just channeling God through pleasure has been mind-blowing for me and so healing for me. So I'm glad I was able to share that with you. And more of these kind of practices will be shared in Pussy Church as well. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I'm going to have to let you go. I'm so excited celebrating you all for saying yes to Vader sexuality, saying yes to your pleasure, saying yes to pussy, saying yes to your orgasm. This is going to be an epic journey, and it's such an honor to be on this journey with you. And I can't wait. Oh, I'm so looking forward to how this journey unfolds for you in 2022. So you take care. Have a great day. Have a great dinner or time with your family. It's 8 p.m. or 9 p.m. over here. It's 8 p.m. over here. So, but have a great time, and I'll speak to you in the group. So much love.